This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is an amazing guest. Vaibhav Dutta is the global head of cybersecurity products and practice at a really awesome company. We're talking about a company that manages 30% of all global internet traffic worldwide. It's Tata Communications. Vaibhav, welcome to the hot seat today.
Thanks, Gary. Really excited for this session.
Vaibhav, you have so many service offerings from MDR to DDoS protection to managed firewall to secure service edge, cloud security, GRC, so much. Can we hone in on what are you doing in advancing, let's say, with MDR first?
Oh, that's a great question, Gary. MDR is the services which allows us to help our customers to manage the detect and manage threats, and take them to the level where they can anticipate more of the threats, they can defend and remediate and respond to those threats on a faster. On the detection and response services is something which is pretty key for us. We see a lot of threats which are happening globally. And, in order to stay ahead of the threats, we need to anticipate fast. We need to identify what are the threat patterns which we are seeing globally and use that intelligence, use that knowledge to define the defense mechanism for the customers and help them, remediate those attacks faster. So it's a space, which is definitely pretty, pretty exciting, I'll say, as well as challenging.
Well, Bob, you and I were talking earlier about the kinds of attacks. We've got weaponized AI, we've got nation state attacks and supply chain attacks. How do we handle, let's start with AI. What do you recommend to mid-market to large enterprises on defending against these AI attackers and the leveraging of AI to improve the attack vectors?
No, definitely, Gary. In the industry, we are seeing that AI is now a two-edged sword, right? It is used for weaponization also. It is used for, defense also. From our customer perspective, our recommendation is that, the threat actors will continue to keep on weaponizing and using AI from the attack perspective. But it is also important for us as a practitioner from a cybersecurity perspective to identify those patterns, to learn those patterns and see, these are the attacks which are actually targeting the same mechanisms, which is the phishing, So the user awareness is very, very important, distinguish them from what exactly is the phishing, not phishing. And the other techniques which they are using for creating the ransomware. Now, in most of these cases, the basic miss which is happening is the basic hygiene. We miss on some of the hygiene concepts, and some of the hygiene is very, very important. And that becomes a priority for Tata Communication to improve the customer security posture, improve the hygiene of the customer state so that, they can actually identify and prevent themselves from these kind of attacks. And then defining a detection mechanism with the threat models in place, with the threat scenarios in place so that we can detect those threats faster for them. So this is something which we see as very, very important.
And for example, you told me earlier, some of the bad guys are using AI to improve their phishing attacks, but they're also using LinkedIn. And what are they doing on LinkedIn lately?
Oh, perfect. I was going through that article once, and that article was published with Microsoft that they are seeing a lot of AI being used to create fake job posts onto the internet, onto the LinkedIn. And attracting, the users to apply for the job post and, targeting them for their credentials, for their financial details, banking details, and, luring them into that particular trap. So there are various channels being, used by the malicious threat actors today.
And if I have Tata Communications MDR service, are you going to kind of watch and help secure the email so that I don't get phished and watch the browser experience so in LinkedIn I don't get phished and I don't give away company credentials or give away the trade secrets by accident?
Absolutely, Gary. That is what we do. We help our customers to avoid these phishing scams, particularly by defining the core posture for the cybersecurity, which includes the browser isolation for that matter, which includes detection of these phishing scams by inspecting each and every email, which is there to identify and whether it's coming from the legitimate domain, whether it's not coming from the legitimate domain. So, you know, all those inspections are done as a part of the larger MDR offering. And this is backed by the detection engines, the different scenarios which we do. We are not only just stopping at that, we are also helping our customers with identifying, which are the user segment in their organizations, which needs larger, training around the user awareness about such, programs. So, it is more of a learning process along with a journey with the customers.
So the human factor is always a problem, and you're aware of which people and which organizations and which groups of your clients managing this security service. You're also managing expectations on, let's improve who gets phished and how they defend against phishing and other attack methodologies. So you provide training. Is it online? Is it in person? How do you improve the human firewall, if you will?
Oh, perfect. That's a very great question, Gary. It is more about the training. The training programs are designed, which are aligned to the user experience. It's more in the end, it's more about how you make the user experience better. So training program, if you run a training program, which is in a recording, people are not interested nowadays. It is more of a quiz-based, fun-based program, a competition-based program. That is where, excites the human, firewall, I'll say. And then they get enabled, they get excited. Of these programs, we also identify what are the segments of the user which require more and more prioritization because of the criticality of the nature which they do. So yes, definitely, this is one particular mechanism which we use to train the end human factor.
That's awesome. And with almost a third of all internet traffic flowing through your systems, you must know a lot about what kind of attacks are happening from nation state and supply chain. Can we talk about that a little bit? What's going on with nation state attacks? Are they ramping it up? I mean, the world is, who knows, on the brink of World War III. It's been a crazy year. And I'm just wondering what you're seeing with so much intel.
Perfect. That's correct, Gary. With 30% of the traffic flowing to us, we do see a lot of bot activities happening, a lot of activities which are pertaining to different geographies, different countries. That is one part of it. I was just going through that article, the WEF World Economic Forum report, and they conducted a survey. 86% of the population in that survey agreed that, we are heading towards a cyber warfare with the geopolitical situation which is there. So definitely, these situations which is today turning up in the Middle East, in the other parts, Russia, Ukraine earlier, they definitely, are worrisome factor for the enterprise customers. They do worry, if there are any specific factors which are trying to target them. So we see that traffic. We definitely try to have those advisories given to our customers. If we come across, some threat actors, we share that advisory proactively so that they can, mitigate those threats as well as what are the corrective action which needs to be taken. That is something which is there. But yes, the threat landscape has become very, very, I'll say, abrupt and volatile in this situation.
Wybo, so the warning is we're kind of on the brink of cyber war, or maybe it's silently happening in certain ways and places. You've got critical infrastructure, you've got, airplanes and trains and power grids and so many things. I remember a few years ago, and it was a teenage hacker. I think he broke into a water supply in Florida and, was changing the mixture remotely, which could have poisoned people, and they caught it just in time. Even water supply company in the supply chain, they need your services. It seems like all of this OT marketplace is at high risk, and without MDR to protect the other side of the house, somebody bad might connect through the internet to the operational technology and cause a lot of damage.
So definitely, Gary, that is one particular area which is of significant importance with the OT-IT convergence which is happening. The attacks on the OT infrastructure is very, very critical. That is specifically which we have identified. And with the supply chain, vendors, the OT is dependent on a high rate of supply chain vendors. All the third parties which are managing the OT environment as, are the supply chain vendors which are providing those services. The privilege access management for these OT vendors is very, very important. You know, detection and, you know, response services on the OT infrastructure is equally important, as well as, you know, similar to what the IT infrastructure is. So, you know, OT, you know, is always about, you know, availability and safety, right? So we need to keep the environment safe. We need to protect everyone and we need to keep the operations up and running. But yes, the threats do, you know, lower the OT environment as well. And it is because, you know, not just one particular factor. We have seen supply chain attacks, you know, happening across. You know, today, you know, if we see some of the old examples, right? The Log4j could be one. The others, you know, which have been breached from a software perspective, and utilizing them as a source to penetrate into various other organizations because of the vulnerability which is carrying on the software code. You know, that is one part of the attack. Then the third parties, you know, which are responsible for providing, you know, services to the organization. Those are the other added attack vectors, right? Because organizations today are not, you know, relying on the in-house services. It's a complete, you know, mesh of network, right? For absorbing services from various different third parties to keep their operations up and running in some part of the business or the other. So, yes, you know. So it is something which needs to be taken into consideration. Supply chain, you know, threat monitoring is very, very important. And that is where, you know, a proper governance mechanism needs to be in place. Very, very significant from a risk and compliance perspective, as well as, you know, detection and response on all the entry points, as well as entire attack surface, where your weaknesses lies, right? How do you prioritize your weakness and, you know, improve the security posture? So that is where the significance lies.
Wow. I mean, it's dangerous out there. And the other thing is there's so many governments and regulatory bodies putting pressure on everyone to comply and to prove due care and due diligence. I assume you offer some GRC capabilities and services as well, so we can pretty much produce reports to prove due care and due diligence, maybe even get our cyber insurance costs down.
No, definitely. You know, cyber insurance costs is one particular area, which is growing and growing. And today we have seen, you know, cyber insurance company also, you know, having those mandates, laying down to the enterprises that this is something which they will not ensure if their security posture is not up to the stake. But yes, so the risk and compliance services which we have, you know, it is important for organizations to assess and identify what their security posture and security score is currently. And that is what we do. You know, we help define the security score of the organizations and define what the target state for the organization could be. There are so many, you know, regulatory mandates which they need to abide by. You know, multiple times they are confused, you know, because most of the time the language might be different, but the objective might be the same, right? So mapping all those different regulations to a single, you know, platform or to a single, you know, matrix is very, very significant. So we help our customers, you know, walk that journey, define majorly from the regulation body perspective, but also from the assessment and improving their security scorecard perspective. So yes, we definitely have services aligned to walk that journey along with our customers.
Vaibhav, that is wonderful. And you guys are available from Asia Pac to Europe, expanding in the US. How do we sign up to get services from Tata Communications? And is it direct? Is it channel? Do we just go to your website? What are the best things we can do to get rolling and get more secure with your help?
Well, it's a direct, Gary, which we do. We have presence across the globe. You know, as we mentioned, you know, we are scaled out globally. So we have presence across the globe. And TataCommunications.com is a perfect way you can learn about Tata Communications, you know, security services offering, as well as, you know, you can have, you know, a contact information page. You know, you can contact us, send us, you know, we'd be happy to get into a call and demonstrate our capabilities.
And is your sweet spot kind of mid-market to large enterprise to Fortune 1000? Where's the best client base coming from?
Oh, so we have customers in all the categories. You know, mid to large is one particular category, but we have large customer base in the Fortune 1000, you know, significantly, because of the presence from the our traditional services to the digital services. You know, we have, you know, the portfolio covered across.
Vaibhav, is there anything you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered yet today?
Oh, I'll definitely like to add, Gary, that, you know, with Tata Communications, definitely the customer can have faster time to value from the services which we are offering. They will be able to eliminate the blind spots which today exist in the customer environment and also help them reduce their operation costs. So with Tata Communications, you will be protected, you will be secure, and you will also have a value coming out of the services.
Vaibhav Dutta, you are the global head of cybersecurity products and practice at an amazing company, a third of all internet traffic flowing through Tata Communications. Folks, go to his website at tatacommunications.com to get one step ahead of the latest threat.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert, and my good friend, Gary Milewski.